Welcome, Black Hollywood Live fans. On today's Fit Club, we are talking Khloe Kardashian in hot water, the Williams sisters clash, and special guest, actress and stuntwoman from Black Panther, Janisha Adams-Ginyard. Stay tuned for more.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, Fit Club.
Oh, I love this song.
Yes.
Welcome, Fit Clubbers. We are back. We have got a special guest, a nice drop-in, Janisha Adams-Ginyard from Black Panther. Nice to have you.
Thank you for having me.
I gotta thank TK, who was just on the show before.
Thanks to Tony.
Thanks
to our Tony made that. Yeah, Tony made that call.
That was beautiful, beautiful.
Great.
You were hosting the wrestling show.
Yes, I was just hosting Women's Pro Wrestling Weekly. So thank you guys for hopping on the live chat. You're tuning in, all that good stuff. But yeah, we just had Janisha on. She was she's in Black Panther. She's a wrestler. She was a wrestler, but she might be a wrestler again. She's on the other show.
Go back and watch her show.
U.S. National Bobsledding Team. Went to Berkeley.
Go wow. Bears!
Sign language. You can literally go in the courthouse and do all... that. She's not like, oh, I love you. She's the full...
She knows the real
deal. She knows
deal.
The whole thing. So...
Amazing.
Yeah. And friends on Facebook for almost 10 years and never even knew it.
Yeah. So true.
Well, that's why social media is a good thing, because it's good to you have these connections and you kind of bring
you have those you have those groups of it. If you use it correctly, especially in this industry where you're trying to book people, if you have those groups of people, I have groups of athletes, I have groups of actors, I have groups of, hot guys,
connections.
Just connections.
Yeah.
On the after show.
The after show. That Winston Duke though, the Black Panther.
Oh my God.
Y'all don't know who he is.
Oh my gosh.
Lord bless him. Well, also Weston
Minifa!
YouTube.
Minifa!
Yeah. Well,
if you guys are new to the show, as always, my name is Shaka Smith, and I'm joined by my lovely co-host, TK Trinidad.
What's up, y'all? My name is TK Trinidad. You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad.
And of course, Janisha Adams-Ginyard. Where can they find you? Where can we find you online? Where can we plug in?
So you guys can find me online at Hollywood Lady J. That is on Instagram and Twitter.
Nice.
And then my full name, Janisha Adams-Ginyard, on Facebook.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, we got a great lineup of stories. The first one I'm excited about is avocados. I've just been I'm just new to this avocado crazy.
Really? Avocados from Mexico.
You didn't have them when you were growing up? No,
my mother loved them from Jamaica, but the texture of it just looked creepy to me. It just looked smooth. I didn't like butter. I've never liked butter. The texture. I'm a cottage cheese. I'm a texture guy. But recently, guacamole, I see people getting chipotle. So I just started getting into it. And it can really soup up a great meal. Yeah.
It's so good. And you can eat it by itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You cut it in half and you eat it from the
side.
I can't. See, I'm not there yet on that one.
You just lost your Western Indian card.
Yeah,
you just lost your Western Indian
card.
You lost your card. You're just American now.
Oh, I'm right. You wanna be.
No, I think Americans are probably eating avocados more now than Western Indians these days. Extra on that guac. But the great thing about avocados is it's full of monounsaturated fat. I know recently we heard with coconut oil that it's actually got more saturated fat than we thought. Mm-hmm. So it's great to cook with. High in B vitamins, E, C, copper, fiber. So some great things vitamin-wise for you. One thing you just have to watch out for is the calories on avocado.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So it looks like about a half a cup is 117 calories, which equals about one layer on your avocado toast.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, but I know people tend to be prone to two layers or three.
I do two layers.
Are you a two-layer?
I'm a two-layer. I have to do two layers.
So, do they do avocado toast anywhere else but Los Angeles and New York? I just see it's very LA, NY thing.
They do it in the Bay, because the Bay is a really big health and fitness market. Mm-hmm. So they do it in the Bay.
It's creeping up everywhere. Avocado oil to cook with now. Mm-hmm. And so people are just using it in all types of things. And obviously Chipotle is really pushing the avocado craze. Pay that extra money for it. So you eat avocado all the time?
All the time. I just bought 6 from Food for Less yesterday.
Do you have a super food or something that you really like to have a go-to before you're about to go do some stunts, in Black Panther?
Yes. Yeah. So those Belvita. Those cookie.
Yeah.
I get the coconut one.
So those are actually worth it.
Yes, they give you energy. They are bomb. Okay. I go in on the coconuts.
Because they taste so good too.
Yeah, I get the coconut one.
Okay, nice.
Yeah. And I do 2 layers of avocado.
Yeah, but you working out like, don't listen to her. If you're working 9 to 5 and you sit in a desk, like, you can't be doing this. Yeah. She's a stunt.
Like, 9 to 5 is like.
She beats people up for a living. Like, you can't really base like what you can't be. Don't 2-layer it. You want to get 2-layer it if you doing something with your life.
Have you always had this level of activity?
I have. I've always been naturally just high energy and athletic since as far as I can remember. I think I was like punching and kicking in the womb.
So really you've been able to eat what you want, kind of, for the most part.
For the most part, but I have to slow down on the Kit Kats and the donuts.
Like
craft service on set.
You and Sadell. Sadell likes to eat cinnamon buns.
Especially for you because you're going to be active like right away.
Yes, but that's my favorite candy bar. I named my dog Kit Kat. Like that's how, and I'm getting another dog and I'm naming her Coconut.
Oh boy. Yeah.
So,
craft service can be a problem.
Craft service because I go in on those donuts.
Me too.
The moment you take that one thing, it just gives you like your it's the floodgates.
That's why I was.
That's why
I'm vegan, and that's why I was so happy to go vegan because on set there's so much temptation. The donuts, the cookies that look like they're home baked.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, but props to you for being able to manage those temptations.
Well, I mean, she has to work. She can't show up chubby.
I'm a job, and I got bills. Yeah.
you got 2 dogs to feed.
Yeah. Right.
another story that I thought was really interesting, which is really great for the African-American community, is this sort of barbershop health. What they started doing, and they started doing this a long time ago, is doing blood pressure checkups in the barbershop.
Wow.
So, because, a lot of black men, we sort of have this idea of not going to the hospital or going to the doctor. Mm-hmm. And then with, insurance and costs.
Men in general, too.
Yeah. Something.
We think we can handle it. But if you're at the barbershop, it's usually a trusted face, a place you've been to. Normally, it's like your little fan.
Well, if you see other people that go in and they don't have anything bad to say, then you're more likely to trust that person.
And I want to say the average for, men in barbershops is, 5 or 7 years they go to the same one.
Wow.
So you really do feel very comfortable
in
that space.
It's like, I guess, women with their...
Yeah, you can't trust nobody with your hair.
So you're in the same spot. So you feel a very trusted space. And so they found that what they were doing initially was just giving them pamphlets and advice.
Mm-hmm.
And those guys were able to get their... 12% were able to lower their blood pressure to the healthy range, which is 130 over 80.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Which is a range before you go into, stroke and you have... what do you call it, risk factors for heart disease and stroke. But 2/3 when they coupled it with the pharmacist. Because now they started putting a pharmacist there that could give them the drugs they needed at that time, at the point of...
Wait, give them the drugs while they're at the barbershop?
At the barbershop.
Wait, this is
that's
so new
the prescription,
to me.
Oh, the prescription, not the drugs.
I was going to say, this is so new.
Well, maybe the drugs,
So there's a real doctor and a real pharmacist in the barbershop.
So you go to the pharmacist, you get your blood, I think it's just a pharmacist, not a doctor. I think you get your blood pressure checked, which anyone can do. Mm-hmm. Once they see your blood pressure's high, then they give you, if you're in the group to get prescribed drugs, you get the drugs.
Yeah.
And if you're not, you get the pamphlet.
Because pharmacists can actually do the prescriptions and stuff like that. I think there's
for a
different levels.
Class of drugs,
okay. Ain't nobody going to CVS no more.
I think you're going to see CVS start to be, the rising cost of insurance, it's going to start to be the clinic you go to.
Yeah, they have one of my friends, her sister, that's the job she went to. Like, she got the whole medical education.
Yeah.
She's in CVS. They pay really well.
Wow.
They have, now they're kind of almost doing a walk-in clinic within the CVS.
And I want to say they filed something to expand their services so that they can almost be like a full service sort of clinic.
Well, you don't know what's happening with Obamacare, so.
I know. Yeah.
And I think this is going to be really big for especially minority communities where we are afraid to go and afraid to sign up even through the exchanges and stuff like that. So I think this will be a really good help.
We're afraid to go into the doctors because we don't want to, we're scared.
Yeah.
Like, we're scared what we're going to get. And then we're also scared because we don't know who the people are in there.
Yeah, you don't know whether you can trust them.
I don't want to go near them people. Yeah. I don't know them people.
And I think there's a cultural fear because we had the government experiment on black people before. So and that thing trickles down. So you may not be engaging that exact thought,
right?
But that cultural fear, that's where it comes
from. But here's the problem. It's almost like a mechanic, right? You go, you take your car in, you think you're getting it for one thing, and all of a sudden you have 5 other things.
Right.
And you cannot afford the 5 other things.
Right. And it feels the same with the doctors here, in Canada, it's not like that. But it's just kind of like that's my biggest thing is when I go into the doctor, I know what's wrong with me, mm-hmm. and it's I'm coming here for this. Don't try to upsell me, or
Thank
then also
you.
Do that thing where you sign off and now all of a sudden back you're paying for something else. Yeah. Like don't do that. And that's the problem though, because the thing with doctors is that, especially if you have women with kids, if the doctor gets a woman with twist and you don't try to upsell her, you're gonna have that woman and her kids for the next 20 plus years.
Yeah. Yep.
Like I saw my doctor from when I was in the womb in Toronto.
Yeah.
Like he literally retired. So every time I go back to Toronto, I don't have a doctor there anymore.
Yeah. Wow.
So like, you know, and my mom saw him before that. So that's a whole two lifespans.
Yeah, and it's tough because I think here we don't focus enough on preventive medicine. And
nope.
So once you're already in the aura of disease,
you're infected.
Trapped. Yeah, you feel trapped though. Now you gotta pay. Like, now I'm actually having to deal with something.
Yeah.
So.
Now you sit, now you lying, now you interacting with people, now I got a cold.
Yeah. but now I think it's heading in the right direction. This study was with 303 guys. We're doing another study with 3,000 guys.
Wow.
So I think...
Did they say what city it was in? I didn't get to see that.
I wasn't sure what city this was in.
It's probably...
But what I found interesting was there are a couple guys who didn't even know they had high blood pressure, and they found out there. Like, for me, I'm fit, I work out, but it's possible I could have high blood pressure.
Yeah.
I'm never going to a doctor to check. But unless I'm in the barbershop.
Yeah,
okay, fine, go ahead, let's see, you know.
And we here, so.
Yeah,
right.
Might as well.
We here.
As I draw, you know.
As he lighting you up real quick.
Right. Since you're here, you know. Oh, my God.
I was going to say, as I nod off in the barber chair, I always fall asleep when I'm getting
How long do you wait? You fall asleep when he's cutting your hair?
There's something about the thing, it just zzzz, and, you know, I'm just like, you know.
Really?
I've been nodding out.
Very relaxing.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll let you tell it.
Since I was a little kid, I always fall asleep.
Okay. There's a lot of trust right there.
Yeah.
Well, the good thing is it's a good thing because we have 7 reasons for naps and why they are positive in your life. So maybe I've hacked the naps, at least when it comes to the barber shop. One good thing was increased patience. They found that people that were given a task that was kind of frustrating, ones that took a nap before went 90 seconds, and ones that didn't went 45 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I know my patience can wear thin in this town, so this is a really good thing.
I ain't got no patience in none.
Wait, do you take naps? Is that part of your regimen?
I take naps sometimes, but I know my patience level, it can be improved for sure. Because this traffic out here, the road rage, I can't stand people who talk slow, walk slow, eat slow, drink slow.
Yeah, but you living in the boonies, though. I'm not going to tell them where you live. But you got that extra traffic. Like, there's that LA traffic where it's like, all right,
oh, I'm done.
Like, I can listen to the radio, but you got that extra air. Like, I would be upset too. She live. Hella far.
Oh, you're miles.
Yeah,
hella traffic.
Like,
that's
yeah, like people. You know, I have some friends who live like in the South Bay. It's like I might see you maybe once or twice a couple of years. You ain't going to see her.
At least when traffic is bad, I at least imagine myself running faster. I'd be like, if I could just run home, I'd be there in a little bit.
I don't do that. Yeah. I just put on because of the industry.
That's how I cope.
Yeah, because of the industry, and it's almost a requirement for me to watch all these shows and know what's up. I literally just put on whatever show I'm trying to catch up because it's literally for work. Like I really write that stuff off for taxes. I put it up.
Are you at a full?
I'm not watching. No. No, it's playing, and I know it's not. It's not something where it requires my attention to the point where I'm looking at it. It's more like you know how you like have those books that are like on tape and stuff like that, or back in the day.
Oh yeah, the audiobook.
Yeah, it's the same thing. I have it there, so I know what's going on. So even if it's you know Kardashian news or the latest story, or like that's where I get a lot of the interviews from. If I'm listening to Breakfast Club or stuff like that, I literally play that. Because it's literally for work.
Okay, so we're gonna have to hope the police don't subpoena this episode.
No, but it's not. It's not in my hand. It's not in my hand. Yeah. Like I've cops have passed me all the time, and I'm not touching it.
Yeah.
I'm not looking at it.
Yeah.
I'm so just listening to it. So it's for work.
I'm with you, TK, because I got that Spectrum app. I'm not even gonna lie, and so I have my shows that I watch, and half the time it's like cops or like some murder mystery or some like reenactment.
And so you're in the car.
So I'm in the car, and she's right. I do live far, so I'm looking at these shows on TV, but I do have it sometimes on my.
You can watch a whole movie on the way to her house. Like that's the drive.
But the nap, I feel you.
But that's a luxury though. Those naps are not like. I mean, people who work 9 to 5, you can't.
Well, that's what you think, but so it also makes you more alert. They found and. People also found after a 10-minute nap, they felt more alert.
Mm-hmm.
So after a 40-minute nap, pilots were actually more alert. But after 10 minutes, people reported feeling more
That's
alert.
That's like that quick nap.
So enough, that can be, and I think anyone can have that in their day.
Yeah.
They found that thinking about napping actually helps to lower blood pressure. So
think
if you think you're about to have a nap and you're going to nap, in that space of thinking about it, your blood pressure lowers.
So wait, you're thinking about the nap and you're actually going to have the nap, or you're thinking that you want a nap and you can't have the nap?
Well, what they did is they told people they were about to have a nap, and the minutes before that they tracked before that nap, their blood pressure lowered as they were thinking about going to nap.
And they never napped.
They did nap.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I've become upset about that.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, then they never made it.
Yeah. But it stands to reason, if you kind of find a 10 minutes to yourself to think about, maybe I'll close my eyes or rest, that maybe you'll be helped. So if you just take a moment, because for me it's always been tough because I can't get to sleep. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to how am I going to take a 10-minute nap?
Right. Yeah.
But now you know if you just close your eyes and feel that you're about to, that'll help.
I could fall asleep anywhere. Fall asleep.
Really?
In a car. Yeah. Like if I'm in between stuff and it's been a very extended day, like I crack the window a little bit so I don't suffocate myself and like I put it.
Like a dog.
And then I literally have my phone. I put the timer on and I'll do a 10. Like I could sleep. My dad could fall asleep. Standing up.
I can't. If I'm super tired, I can just fall asleep anywhere.
Yeah.
But napping, I just can't do it.
No,
this is going to make me at least try to close my eye for 10 minutes.
But you do realize in European countries, they do siestas where they literally close up shop, they go home and
that
eat.
That is true. Yeah.
And they take a little bit of a nap and then go to work.
Right.
Then I could take a nap. Because for me, I'm thinking everyone else is awake and they're doing stuff.
Right.
I'm doing stuff.
And that's the problem.
Because we live in this industry, in this city, where it's like, well, if you nap, it's somebody up. You know?
Yeah.
So you're like, I can't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I can't sleep on them.
And we're an industry, if you miss a phone call, that could be the biggest phone call of your life.
Seriously.
So it sounds like we all need to move to Europe.
Yeah. Right. It also helps with memory and creativity. Interesting. Mm-hmm. And creativity, if you can get to REM naps, which is very difficult.
Oh, my gosh.
If you can get
Are you getting to the technology thing? Because I just bought this watch. I'm going to tell you about that.
That's
crazy.
And so if you can get to REM naps, which are very difficult to do, your creativity goes up. But one guy who got to REM naps, but he had to train himself because he wasn't sleeping. I want to say he was doing 15-minute naps or 30-minute naps every 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd be awake the entire day.
Yeah.
And after a while, his body was able to immediately go into REM because he trained his body to do that.
Right, gotcha.
But I'm imagining the first couple of days were painful.
It had to be because he had to train himself to do that.
Yeah, so it's just like you're not getting real sleep until he gets that point.
Hmm.
But benefits of naps. So maybe we'll take a couple naps on set.
Yeah, we'll take a little nap on set.
Oh, yeah, I do an extra. You napping all day.
Hurry up and wait. Right?
I know.
So what's this Fit Gadget? So we had a new thing called Fit Gadgets that a wide variety of new gadgets that are coming out that are amazing. And these are good because they're not just sort of in the ether. They're patents that are filed. So we know that they're hopefully coming out sometime soon.
Okay.
What was yours? You said
Shout out to Vivo Active 3 Garmin. I just got this Garmin watch.
Oh.
It does, it's essentially, I don't want the smartphone. This is only my own fault with this watch. It keeps telling me, I want to connect to your phone. I want to send you text. Like, I don't want any of that. It's strictly fitness.
Yeah.
It takes, so I sleep with it on. So it tells me how long I sleep and how long, when I get into REM.
Really?
Now, the thing is, I was talking to my bootcamp coach, guy at G-Train Fitness, I was telling you about, he says that I need to sleep 8 hours. And I'm like, that's impossible. I can't remember the last time I slept 8 hours.
Yeah.
Now, first night I slept, this thing told me that I slept for 5 hours and 40 minutes. It told me when I got up, told me when I went back to sleep. Out of that 5 hours, I was in REM sleep for 43 minutes.
Really?
That's it?
That's it.
Out of that whole time you were
out of that, that's the thing though, because my, like, I vary between anywhere from 5 hours, maybe between 3 and 5 hours a night.
Yeah.
Because I'm either planning for the show, like I that last show that we did, like I put everything together.
But so I think you should be getting more REM sleep because by now your body should be like, okay, we gotta get
I'm not on a schedule. Now my schedule is I'm trying to get, and then another thing they were saying was that, you know, you have to make sure that everything is turned off, like at least an hour before you go to bed.
I fall asleep with the TV.
That's what I'm like, that's never
gonna
happen.
That's like background noise.
That's what I've noticed. So what I've done the last 2 days is that I make sure, like, I don't have my TV on. I might do some stuff on my phone if I need to, like, resend some emails, maybe, but I literally don't have anything to do, or if I can save it until the morning, I don't do that. And I'm noticing I'm actually, through this app, I'm falling asleep quicker. So my REM has actually been increasing a little bit the 3 days since I've had this watch.
Wow.
So, it's really like, this is where somebody who's kind of into fitness, you got to a certain level, you've been there, you've done that, and you're trying to kind of take your body back into, you know, the super athlete like this one right over here. These little gadgets actually help you, because now you're you know, you're balancing between, you know, working life and trying to be, you know, a superhuman.
Yeah.
And if you see all these little things like your sleep and how you can adjust it a little bit like that, it's really good. It tells you stress levels. So I'm doing the marathon on Sunday. I had Gary from G-Train, shout out, come in. Like, he literally stripped my whole...
But did it tell you, like, oh, wait, you're getting...
Yes! Okay. Essentially, on my watch,
it
started blinking. It's like your stress levels went up.
Okay, but it didn't say, like, hey, calm down. We're stopping the car now. Right? You know? we're returning the phone.
Essentially, because he was literally digging into my muscles, and I have two torn hamstrings from track. Ooh. So it's just... And I haven't been...
You got two torn hamstrings, and you about to do this marathon.
Yeah.
Girl.
And then
but they're healed now.
She's in recovery.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, well, they're torn, and then you have forgot what it's called, but there's like a buildup, and I've never muscle tissue buildup. And then on top of that, I've been running. My calves are like all like they're just rock.
Yeah.
So he's literally breaking up all that muscle, and my watch is like your stress levels are going up as I'm screaming for pain. So she's kind of like it tells you. So now if you're in another situation where like you're at work or somebody's starting to piss you off, the watch is telling you
that
you might want to fight or flight.
Because you know when you have stress levels of cortisol and that leads to increased belly fat. Wow.
I might need to get one of those watches just to drive.
Yeah. And it gives you a chart too. Even when you're working out, your heartbeat, your heart rate, all that. Like this is a whole nother beast.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
So shout out to Garmin, Vivo Active 3.
That all sounded good. I just can't I gotta keep the TV on.
Well, what I started doing is putting my TV timer on.
And okay. Because,
I'll do about 2 hours after I know I'm gonna fall asleep.
Yes.
Because I do need to fall asleep to a little bit of light noise.
Yeah, I gotta hear something. Yeah.
But you know what it is? I think that's how when I was a kid, that's how I fell asleep.
Yeah, my mom did that.
It's just part of like my.
I still leave a light on.
Yeah, yeah. Because I just need some like activity to know.
That what, somebody's not gonna try to kill you?
No, you got it's just. To be completely dark in a house, and then like
I feel like there's something to do if it's too dark. That's
what it is. Weird to me. I feel like it's just weird.
I mean, there's only one thing you could do when it's too dark.
Sleep, and then I'm just like
no, but okay.
Then she has to watch it. Shout out to Vivo.
You know what you're not doing at home, man. We need to get you somebody. He's like, I know, sleep. I was like, what?
we'll hopefully your Garmin's not watching.
Oh my God.
The Garmin is time.
I mean, I really want to see that though.
Can you take it off?
I haven't gotten to test it, but I will keep it on.
Oh my God.
It'd be interesting to see that. I'll be interested.
Is it stress or is it pleasure? We got a host of Fit Gadgets. We're going to actually save the Fit Gadget for next week.
My bad.
No, we're running out of time. But we will cover our celebrity news. We have Serena and Venus again clashing again for the 29th time. It looks like Venus was victorious, but Serena says she's working her way back into shape.
Mm-hmm. She looks amazing.
Have you ever had periods of your life where you went from out of shape to in shape? How did you work yourself back?
Yeah, I did. I actually, fractured my left foot.
Oof.
And it's the worst. Like, I was in a boot.
Oh, wow.
It's hard to walk. Like, my foot was so swollen to where I couldn't wear, you know, heels. So I was constantly just... It was all bad because you need your feet. You need your feet for
that's
balance.
A girl problem. Like
you
heels. Gotta,
but,
oh man!
But even just walking, like I couldn't use a tennis shoe. So it was hard to train. Mm-hmm. It was painful. And so, what I focused on doing was just like upper body, like arm stuff, and like was focusing on crunches.
See, I love that you still found like my body can work in other ways.
Yeah.
But it sucked because I do jump rope a lot. I couldn't. There was no way you're gonna jump rope.
Yeah.
Fractured foot, it's just not gonna happen.
Did you have to change up the diet a little bit?
Because I changed my diet up too, and so yeah, I did. I was still doing my two layers of my avocado, but it was horrible. It was just really disturbing. I know what I did change was I was eating boiled eggs because I could eat scrambled eggs like all day, but it was just easier. I was like, okay, let's do two eggs, and then let's do some turkey bacon, and let's do some toast.
Okay,
because I really wasn't really big on the turkey bacon until I fractured my foot. I was like, oh, this is kind of a lean.
Yeah, because all of a sudden you're not gonna be able to burn that off. Yeah, like
nope.
And then for Black Panther, was there a different level of training for that? How did you take on your training? Because you're probably thinking, this is going to be a huge movie. I want to live up to what I know I can produce.
Yeah.
How did you get yourself mentally ready and physically ready?
So, shout out to Jesus and God. Prayer works. Yeah. Prayer works.
She did the two up for Jesus.
I'm just my dude.
That's my dude right there. So, I already had, like, my Taekwondo background and the basic stunt training that I had already. For Panther, we trained every day with bow staff because in the film you see us using spears. Mm-hmm. That was our weapon, our dura milaje. That was how we fought with our spears. And so we trained every day for 8 hours.
Wow.
Nice.
Right hand, left hand, because most of us are right-handed, you know, but when you're doing stuff like this, you need to be dominant in both because you never know if you're going to have to fight on that arm.
Just
or
to make it look good.
Yeah, for the camera, you don't know what angle they're shooting from, so you got to be able to do it all on both. So I've trained every day with that. And
oh my gosh.
Because I just work really hard and I don't give up, I was training during lunchtime too.
Wow.
Like I wouldn't stop during our breaks. I would.
It's truly West Indian right here.
Like I was trying to make sure. So when we left for our Christmas hiatus, my best friend's husband, he made me my own bow staff.
Oh, nice.
It was heavier and harder than what we were training with. And I came back and literally the coordinator was like, Janish, you came back and you're killing it.
Nice.
I was like, yeah, I trained every day.
Yeah, and you're probably going to be killing Black Panther 2 and 3 and 4
and
5 and 6.
I hope so.
They announced the sequel the last couple of days. It hit $1 billion over the last weekend. Like
crazy.
It's done. It's done.
Huge.
A really great
It's just, I think we were waiting for it. I think we needed it.
And now it's going to be like, I feel like it's going to be, it might be Fast and Furious. We're looking at Black Panther 10, you know?
Right.
I mean, it's Marvel, right?
Yeah,
Marvel. I mean, Marvel, how they've started it and how their progression and all the new movies that are coming out, and majority of them are actually, you know, well-written. This one in particular, you know, I'm definitely a fan of, as you can tell. Yeah. I mean, it's just, why not?
And I love that, obviously the inclusion's great. And because it is Marvel, you can see some of these characters that probably weren't even thought about to do crossovers will probably be doing crossovers.
Absolutely. Yeah. And credit to Ryan because he was just genius in how he put everything together. Clearly, he had a vision.
Yeah.
You know, he had a vision. He had a plan. He made sure he stuck with it. There's a reason why our heads were shaved, why we didn't have bald caps. Mm-hmm. I was telling TK that on her show. You know, he had a vision. He wanted it to look very authentic, which is why we shaved our heads.
Really?
Yeah.
Did not know this.
Yes.
So no bald caps, real deal.
The real deal.
You saw the movie, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm about to toss to you like, you out right now. You on Black Hollywood Eye, you out right now.
I had a bald cap on my head. I was 18 inches ahead for that.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So it just had, he had a vision. It was great.
Was that a tough call to get? You have to shave your head. Great job, but now you have to shave your head.
Yeah. Hey, I was telling TK, like, I literally cried to a friend, and she was like, why are we crying over some hair?
Yeah.
You know, we could be crying over so much more.
I mean, I see the same thing. Hair is a big, especially
for African American women, trust me.
Because we're even like,
and it grows. And it grows.
Right.
Like,
we add it on hair. We are not taking hair away.
Yeah.
Like, we got bone straight Malaysian 30.
Yeah.
Flying in the wind, you know.
International hair.
Right. It ain't even our hair.
Yeah.
Right.
And then, Lord forbid, like, you take that off and your hair is actually long. Like, if you have long hair that you've had. I would have cried, too. Because my hair, even though you don't see my hair is long.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I don't want to part with it, even though none of y'all see it. I see it. I know it's
right. It's like crazy. And I talked to my pastor. I called him, and he was like, Jesus.
Wait, you called your pastor for real, though?
I called my pastor. What? Pastor Hosea Collins, shout out.
And you got to think, what if I'm going to shave my head and they're going to say, hey, we're not going to use you for this anymore. We've decided to change up the game, you know?
I was crying.
You already signed the contract,
though,
right?
Everybody praying for me in my church, right? Yeah. Everybody was praying for me. They didn't know they was praying for it. They were like, Black Panther, what? Yes, we praying, right? And so then I get the job. I call my pastor. He's like, wait, so the prayer's been answered, and now you're crying because you got to shave your head. This is what he told me. He said, Jesus sacrificed it all on the cross. You mean tell me you can't sacrifice your hair?
You're like,
I was like, bring on them clippers in. Bring them clippers on. He was like, seriously. He was like, your sacrifice will not outweigh the reward.
Yeah, at all. That's amazing.
I can't believe she called her pastor.
Girl.
I'd be like looking at the chair like, all right, let's
We can buy some more. We'll let it grow bad. We have some time. Be healthy. We'll buy some more hair. We good.
Oh my God.
Where are those shaves at? When's that check coming in? What's the check look clear?
That would be my one.
Yeah.
We gotta make sure.
When the check's clear.
I wasn't even thinking about that.
Oh, because I've just been thinking, what if the movie, like, it doesn't come out or they shelve it?
Well, I don't mind if they shelve it. That's fine.
Well, let me get the payment.
Yeah, get the payments come in. Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, my hair. And my brother was like, look, if you cute, you cute. Look, hair don't make you.
There you go.
You're right.
Yeah, because yeah, nothing like worse if you shave your head and then the check clears. So then you gotta even buy that Malaysian 33.
Right.
Oh, no, life is over. We out.
We got beef.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, in other celebrity news, we also have Khloe Kardashian getting in a little bit of trouble.
I don't know why she's getting in trouble for this.
Really? Okay, so Khloe Kardashian.
Because she's a Kardashian.
Well, she put up, you know, this thing, 5 ways to look thin AF. And for our viewers out there, that's thin as fuck.
Is she thin as fuck?
No, she say 5
angles.
Ways. Right,
angles.
Like,
she's giving the tips.
Angles.
Okay,
like,
so here's the deal.
So at least she feels like she can do it because, you know, she's sort of the bigger Kardashian.
Right.
So she's
she
got
is.
The street cred to do it.
She got that OJ body.
Yeah.
Cut and repost, please. Cut and repost.
But people were really upset about these tips. And I mean, and the tips were really basic. Really, what is it? Cover your belly with a purse. I was like, that's kind of offensive.
No, it's, right. No, it's not. You look at all the women who are not happy with their bodies. There's different ways that you do that. You do the angles. You cover your body. You stand behind a friend. You do all that stuff.
I feel like. Well, let me go with the other one. But I feel like in the era of body positivity, coming from her, who's like the one who's like, be you and be yourself, and like super authentic. At least that's the way she kind of comes off. But yeah, so just that one.
Cover your belly with the purse.
Avoid horizontal stripes. Okay, I get that.
I still live by that law. Yeah, it's like that's not gonna. I didn't even look at it. I'm not even trying that beast on.
I think it was like if you're within a mile of a photographer, avoid horizontal stripes. She had because they were all like tongue in cheek, cutesy things, you know. Avoid photos from above.
Oh, so, like this?
Yeah.
No, is it from below?
Take photos from
above. Take photos from above, yeah.
So they only see your scalp.
Yeah.
And then you look thinner, more like,
Yeah. You're right, camera angles.
Yeah, and angles.
Another one with good posture, shoulders always to the back. You want an arm to the thing. If you can angle that arm to the camera,
That's modeling stuff.
This is free tips. Yeah. Why are they mad at her for this?
Well, it's not free, by the way.
Well, you have to go to the app and download the app. And
all the Kardashians' websites, you have to pay to be on their website.
It should have been free tips.
But it should have been. It's free. Okay, so we just made it free. Yeah. Look, y'all, don't pay for this. It's free.
But in this era of body positivity, people are really promoting love yourself. We've seen the Dove campaign. We've seen all these things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Should Khloe Kardashian really be out there telling people how to look thin as fuck, and as a way of like body acceptance for yourself.
The only thing that she should have done is change the title. Like honestly, those
ways to take better pictures.
All those tips have been around for years.
Yeah,
but it's also.
Did
bad,
she mention exercise and eat well?
No.
Well, I mean, she has revenge body, so she has. You know that she exercises.
Yes.
You know that she eats
but
well.
She's giving out to. And for me, my problem with this was also it's very genderous. You know, cover your belly with a purse. Obviously, she's not talking to guys. She's not saying. But like, if you're going to talk about looking thin as fuck, and you're not trying to put in females' minds this idea that they need to be thin to be beautiful to be like a Kardashian, then at least address the population.
Okay, Shaka.
At large.
Yes.
I know you about equality and all this stuff, but dudes don't take pictures. I mean. The percentage of dudes who take pictures compared to the percentage of women who take pictures is different. So she's
in the Instagram era, I think dudes are taking just as much.
No, not as much. I can bet some money on that.
I don't know.
Here's the thing though. She's also speaking to her demographic. The majority of her demographic is women. Like, you know, the dudes generally want to, they follow either Kim or Kylie or whatever because whatever. But her demographic, majority of them women. Men are obviously follow her too, but she's speaking to her demographic. Yeah. The only thing she should have done is just change the sentence. Those tips have been around forever.
Ever. Yeah, I agree. I didn't know it was an app, so I'm like, wait, she's charging for this?
Yeah, it's a website.
Buy with all of that.
I think it's $5.99 now.
Why buy?
She making money.
She should change the title.
I do have something to say real quick. I think the shtick is like here is it's not enforcing body positivity. It's enforcing like and it's not body shaming as well. But it's like, is it is it enforcing being proud of your body, or is it enforcing hiding your body's faults?
And those negative stereotypes.
Yeah, 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 really yeah, that's what it is. Too. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say that you take a lot of pictures, Tony. It's like, on Instagram have way more pictures than you do, TK, and we can prove that. I thought that's what you're going to say, but yeah, I agree with you too.
I think also it just seems like it's a way to just help with your social.
Yeah.
I think that's her angle too, where she's coming from. It's just like, oh, how do you make this picture look good for the gram?
And she's being tongue in cheek, man. She's not a professional.
And let's
come
be honest,
on now.
We know she didn't write this. We know she probably had someone write this for her app and she approved it. So she should have been like, you know what? Make this apply to everyone. Make the title. You know, why are we talking
about that Photoshop she be doing?
I mean, in this particular age, the title to look thin as fuck from coming from Kardashian is just like too.
Yeah, but excessive. I think for somebody, I think her demographic is not necessarily us per se. I think her demographic is a little bit younger.
But didn't she
and that's
go
a vernacular.
This herself, though, of
yeah,
like,
she did.
Of like people telling her to look thin. So
but that sentence might be the vernacular for people who are younger, like the 17 year olds. They're not going to be offensive.
It could be look good
by
AF. It could have been, you know, look great AF. You know, it didn't have to be thin. You know,
we have way too much in this world to be worrying about Khloé's talking to us about.
I'm still mad she's charging for this. This is free, boo boo.
They gotta make money.
With all the millions of followers, you know, it is important, I think. And then we actually have. She got really.
How about sleep?
The big backlash.
Sleep. That's how you look thin as fuck.
I'm sure you go if you go on her website for $5.99. That's gonna be one of the articles.
Well, there was a huge backlash, of course, on social media. Megan Jane Crabb, I think she's body. Posy Panda on Instagram, and she posted this graphic about five hacks. And so her five tips were, one, remember that we live in this diet culture and that this has been foisted upon females, especially for thousands of years, so don't worry about it.
Her hair is cute.
Remind yourself that, you know, we don't need to give into this sort of body pressure. She said, also, remember that when you see pictures of people on Instagram, that most of them have been photoshopped.
Yeah.
4, wear what you want. And 5, don't follow fat phobic people. So, and she did have her middle finger up in that, which you can only imagine was to Miss Kardashian. But I do like Khloé. She's the one that, you know, just really feel more authentic. You know, she's gone through the same struggles that we all have gone through. And so hopefully that's just a misstep on her part and that she'll hopefully correct. TK says,
I mean, we got presidents trying to build glass walls to places. I mean, we have a healthcare system. They it's so bad that they're putting doctors in barbershops now.
Part, yes.
Like, you got people who, yeah, people want to double up on avocado and they really shouldn't be doing that. Like,
that's you.
Yeah, we have so much stuff going on that, like, I mean, I understand with her following, but I think, and again, I'm not a parent, but I think as a parent, and how my mother taught me, like, I don't give two flying squirrels
about you
what's happening with her. Mm-hmm. Like, if you happy with you, then that's great. Yeah. If you're not happy with you, then stop complaining and change it. Like, you have two
very
options.
True.
Like, just don't be in between. So I respect the chick on Instagram who did that, but you can't hate Khloé for doing what she's doing too. So I kind of get both sides. Like, she's living her best life. And the thing too about that chick,
she's got to be responsible. When you know you have a platform like that, you know you. It's not like she just woke up and then something went viral. Then you know, it's not your fault.
That's
but
true.
She knows she got this platform, so you
she
have to.
She did
be,
it. Purposely for that.
Yeah, so you have to take an extra eye. Like, I know I spread messages of positivity to young girls. Is this going to go against the message I've been spreading already? So I do think she does a lot for body positivity.
Yeah, but
she got to know this was
the
not.
The title was wrong.
Yeah. But the overall
semantics, all
arch of everything, the fact that she is a positive person, it's not like she always says that.
Yeah.
That, like, I mean, you shouldn't be. I don't think she deserved all that.
I'll be looking for a retraction.
Are you paying that $5.99?
And a personal apology to me.
A personal trainer who works out all the time and who's a vegan.
I'll take it. And then our last celebrity roundup story is Renee Baio. This kind of came out of nowhere. We know Scott Baio's wife, Renee Baio, has been diagnosed with a microvascular brain disease, which can impair your cognitive function and even balance, and in worst cases can lead to stroke and dementia. Mm. And she was also diagnosed earlier with meningioma brain tumors, which are benign, but and they grow slowly, but we don't know how she had those treated. But she apparently had some big, hopefully this is not, it's actually topical. She had a big accident in 1992, stunt woman, jet ski accident. And they're not sure if this was related to that. So, interesting, you came in. You know,
Hey, get that stunt woman out of here.
But let's knock on some wood.
Yeah.
But so they don't know what caused the meningioma. or what causes microvascular brain disease, but it may have been this huge accident that kind of knocked her out of the industry.
But did she get it checked or did she get scanned or any of that stuff?
Well, what do you mean, the meningioma?
When she got into the accident. At
the time of the accident, everything seemed fine as far as we know. And then it's just recently she's been diagnosed, so they're wondering if, because of that traumatic brain injury, if it's somehow related, because they don't know much about how you get meningioma, brain tumors, or microvascular brain disease. Mm. But what's interesting is that 5 months ago she was diagnosed with this, but we're hearing about this now, and we know that Scott Baio has been in the news for some
different you think
things.
It's a cover-up?
Yeah. It's called it misdirection.
Yeah, we got Nicole Eggert accusing him of sexual abuse, and then there was another guy, Alex Polinsky, accused him of mental and verbal abuse on the show. And of course, with this diagnosis, the best thing you can do is live a stress-free life.
Yeah.
So the publicist like throw the wife in the mix.
Yeah.
Don't come after me because you might kill my wife.
Yes.
What do you guys
it's
think of this?
It's that sympathy thing.
Isn't that what's going on here?
Well, a couple things with the accident. No, accidents like that, you have to check it out. So, for instance, I was in an accident last year, which thank God nothing happened to me, but the fact that nothing happened to me, I didn't bother go and, you know, I got kind of the necessary checks to make sure I'm not, you know, internally bleeding. But I didn't get, you know, to check out my back and all this other stuff. So when I was actually getting work done, he was like, did you get any physical therapy? I'm like, no. I mean, I was walking. I'm good.
And you have to be careful with that.
Yeah. He literally unlocked my back where how I'm walking this moment, this afternoon, feels like how I was walking 10 years ago. Like, I feel like, This is pain-free. This
I had a friend, same thing, walked away from the accident. A month later, signed off on all the paperwork, the insurance. A month later, crazy pain. Turned out her spine was jacked up. Had to have her spine fused like one or two different times. But she can't get it covered now because she'd already seen the doctor.
Off,
she got the $1,000, whatever, for the basic medical bills.
Yep. Yeah.
And was done.
No, I think that happens to semi-healthy people where that it doesn't affect them until later on.
Your body will hold a lot, and because your body's resilient.
Well, because we have a high tolerance of pain where we're so active and we're just like, oh, man, I'm okay.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm walking, I'm good.
I'm
not missing anything.
And that disc that's slightly out of place goes more out of place and more out of place, and you
and
don't even realize.
Don't know.
The thing, too, with that whole Scott Baio thing, my thing is I totally agree with women stepping forward. We're definitely in a new era. But we can't crucify somebody until they've been brought forth in front of a court of law. Like, you can't do that because you don't know. Like, you have all these women. Some of the women might be telling the truth, but there's always going to be one outlier that's not.
Yeah.
I was just about to go there, too. Because I feel like a little bit of this is misdirection. It's like the wife's out here, you know, that sympathy thing. But she actually has her health issues. Yeah. It's fine. It just seems like the timing is kind of like this is too much coincidence.
Right. A few months ago
why we didn't know when this first happened. Yeah. Why we got to know this now. Yeah. But I'm always skeptical when women come out with these allegations and they've been sitting on it forever. Well, I'm like, really? Really?
Well, the forever part, I mean...
They be sitting on this stuff for a long time. Yeah. I'm like, you're opportunist now.
Well, for me, it's just more, I can tell. I feel like I can tell from the stories. I feel like you have a general sense. I mean, I don't like to get into that too much.
Some women are telling the truth, but you gotta understand, there's women out here who are opportunists, just like men are opportunists. And they're trying to make money, and they're making these behind closed doors deals, and they're like, you know, what's that thing, blackmailing you and stuff.
Yeah, because they're saying, because, you know, the whole thing is believe the woman, which I do believe in, but I believe the woman, but also I'm not going to defy my own sense of logic.
Yeah, like that Aziz Ansari thing.
I'm not going to do terrible.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So, but, you know, we'll have to talk about that another time. We'll tie it into a fitness topic so we can talk about that whole debate.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have you back. I want to know more. Black Panthers, we're scratching the surface with you.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, so Black, representation matters.
Yeah, absolutely.
It matters.
Yeah.
Huge. And not just the, you know, stereotype representation.
Yeah, no. Well, we in powerful positions. We got a queen, a king, you know, strong women warriors.
Yeah. That was amazing.
And I will say I love Tyler Perry, but I've always had trouble watching some of his stuff because I felt like that was the only representation and that was bothering me. Now I can actually watch his stuff and feel better about it because I'm like, this is just one type of...
Although his movie, Taraji P. Henson, which is coming out, I think, the end of this month.
Acrimony or something
like
that?
Yeah, I think it's going to be...
That was Tyler Perry.
Yeah, it's Tyler Perry.
That'll be different.
It's gonna be a little bit different, according to Lyric Bennett, who is in. She's Gotta
I
Have
like
It.
Him.
He's awesome. He lives in the Valley too. Yeah. So
I like him. Because I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. But how did what was that movie she just did? How did that do?
Oh, it didn't do well because nobody, it didn't get a push.
Yeah.
And that article, we'll get into all that. Sorry.
Yeah, Proud Mary.
It didn't get enough of a push. They weren't pushing it, and she wanted to. There was an article about that saying she wanted to.
But you know what? Back in the day, if a movie like that didn't get pushed, you probably wouldn't see another black person leading a role for another 10 years. But now it's not the case.
Black Panther just came in and saved everybody.
Yeah, Oprah just came out with her movie, too. It's one and two with two black and dark directors.
So I think we're going to see a lot more, and I think it's just going to be good for everyone, and then we'll get more brown people and people of different.
Dark skin
and,
representation, melanin popping.
So we'll get get some more. So, but thank you again for joining us.
Thank you.
We'll be back next week, guys. Again, my name is Shaka Smith. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Shaka Strong.
So you can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. This is the final week. Thank you, Jesus. I'm running the marathon on Sunday. If you want to donate to help me raise money for water pumps in Africa, you can go on everything at TK Trinidad. It's in the little byline, the kind of line right over there. I really appreciate you guys for donating thus far. But yes, it is almost to the end.
And you can find me, Janisha Adams Ginyard, on Facebook at my full name and at Hollywood Lady J. It's Hollywood Lady and J on Instagram and Twitter. Oh, I love Eminem.
Yes, turn that up. We'll see you guys next week.
Wakanda forever.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagrammy, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.